Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther, Week 10. The central and crucial point of the recovery books of Ezra and Nehemiah. The proper and adequate leadership in the Lord's recovery, Saturday. Related verses, Nehemiah 8:2-3. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, both men and women, and all who could hear with understanding, on the first day of the seventh month. And he read in it before the open area that was before the water gate, from the first light until midday, in the presence of the men and the women, and those who could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. Luke 10:1. Now after these things, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to come. Romans 12:5. So we who are many are one body in Christ and individually members one of another. 1 Corinthians 12:24. But our comely members have no need, but God has blended the body together, giving more abundant honor to the member that lacked. Ephesians 4:11-12. And he himself gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as shepherds and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ. Related reading. Nehemiah was a head, a ruler of a nation, but he was altogether not ambitious. This is indicated by the fact that he recognized his need of Ezra. In reconstituting the nation, Nehemiah realized that he did not know God's word. But Ezra, who was famous for his knowledge of the word of God, was still alive, and Nehemiah was willing to go to Ezra for help. Many of today's leaders would not seek help in such a way. Nehemiah knew that without Ezra, he could not reconstitute the people of God. When the Lord Jesus sent out his disciples, he sent them out two by two, in the principle of two as a testimony. To be alone is to be individualistic, but to be sent forth with another is to be sent according to the principle of the body. In keeping the divine principle, the Lord would not allow his servant to be individualistic. Moses needed Aaron, hence Aaron's presence was not accidental. God had prepared him as a match for Moses. This principle of matching applies today. If you have been called by the Lord, you need to realize your need for someone to match you. We have pointed out that the Lord Jesus sent out his disciples two by two. When the Apostle Paul came out to serve the Lord, he did not behave individualistically. He always had others to match him. This is proved by the opening verse of 1 Corinthians. Paul, a called apostle of Christ Jesus through the will of God, and Sosthenes the brother. When Paul wrote this epistle, neither Timothy nor Barnabas was present. Therefore, Paul took Sosthenes as a match. He took a brother whose name we hardly know in order to keep the principle. To act individualistically in the Lord's service is not according to the divine principle. Today in the New Testament economy, to be individualistic is to violate the principle of the body. We should not behave individualistically. Rather, we should move and act according to the principle of corporateness, always having at least one other member to match us. The body cannot be represented by individuals. According to the divine principle, the proper representation of the body is always by those members who are matched with others. To be matched, however, is difficult. In the case of Moses and Aaron, the younger brother was the leader and the elder was the follower. To be matched with anyone is difficult. To be matched with a brother in the flesh is more difficult, and to be matched in such a way that the younger is the leading one is most difficult. In principle, it is the same with us today. The Lord will often arrange a difficult match for us, but such a match is actually a great help. Without it, we would have no restriction, no protection, and no safeguard. The arrangements God makes in matching us with others sometimes are beyond our understanding. Most of the time, it may be enjoyable, but at least part of the time, it will be unpleasant. But this unpleasantness is our protection. It is very difficult for a capable person to be bound to another. A hired one is very different from a matching one. Moses did not hire Aaron, and Paul did not hire Timothy. In the Lord's recovery, there is an urgent need for the true work of building. This building work, however, can be carried out only by co-workers who have been matched. It is by means of such matching that God's commission is carried out.